G'day, and thank you for finding Right Country, Right Fire, our podcast about how Indigenous people use fire to care for country. This is episode 7 of Right Country, Right Fire, and our last for now. You can find all our episodes and stay tuned for future conversations wherever you get your podcasts, or go to capeyorknrm.com.au. In Right Country, Right Fire, we've learned about traditional Indigenous fire practice.
Putting the right fire into the right environment at the right time of the year. We do it for a bit of fuel reduction, but we also do it so the land can revive itself. If you do put a bit of fire on the ground in certain places, then it's like a medicine for earth.
We've met some of the people leading the nationwide revival of this ancient cultural way of looking after country.
You've got to do the right thing by country, and you've got to support that country, and otherwise you don't have identity, and you don't have a healthy landscape. You can't survive.
And we've heard how contemporary scientists and land managers are increasingly interested in cultural burning and in working with Indigenous people to care for country.
It's really an amazing thing to see the empowerment of Indigenous people and to show what they know while they're out on country practicing their knowledge. It's really been an incredible journey.
We've met Indigenous fire practitioners from all around Australia.
I know. Help everybody out to go back to traditional burning and keep their land back the way it used to be. So yeah, it's a privilege of we're coming down here to represent our grandfathers.
And we've experienced their annual sharing of culture and knowledge at the National Indigenous Fire Workshop.
I'm very proud to be standing here today and talking on country and embracing this wonderful opportunity we have for our young people to rub shoulders and share knowledge with people from around Australia as fire practitioners. It's a very special moment. It makes us very proud that we can welcome you to our country and to share that knowledge.
This year's National Indigenous Fire Workshop 2019 is in the first week of June, hosted by the Yorta Yorta people near Barma on the New South Wales-Victorian border. Go to firesticks.org.au for details and bookings. For tens of thousands of years, Australia's Indigenous people managed environments with fire, using fire sticks to light carefully timed burns in the right places. That traditional practice now gives its name to the organisation helping to revive it, the Fire Sticks Alliance. Or to give it its full name, Fire Sticks Alliance Indigenous Corporation, helping to build cultural learning pathways to fire and land management. The Alliance brings Indigenous and non-Indigenous people together to look after country and share experiences. Fire Sticks is now a highly regarded national organisation. Let's meet the man who started it.
My name's Oliver Costello. I'm a Bundjalung man from the Northern Rivers of New South Wales, and I'm a founding director of the Fire Sticks Alliance Indigenous Corporation. Fire Sticks, I guess, has evolved over time through my role, co-founding the first little Fire Sticks project was just basically an idea about, oh, what's happening and how do we make this happen? And then over time, we've had lots of projects and organisations come and get involved. So really it's kind of, I like to call it a community of practice as a space. And because it's hard to hold that space and I guess get the resources around it, more recently we've formed this Fire Sticks Alliance. And I like to think of the Alliance as a bit of a hub for all those organisations and communities to draw from. But at the moment we're really building the organisation up. but we've got a whole heap of energy and resources that have come together over time. So I think what we will be is a really key advocate for people on country. We're not speaking for people, but we're speaking for that cultural fire story and how important it is and how we can help people and organisations, I guess, find those cultural fire pathways in their own landscapes where they might have problems, because between myself and the other leadership group, we've got a whole heap of people that know what needs to be done and they know how to do it, and they can really help people navigate those complexities that sometimes become barriers that can really slow down or prevent fire projects from happening.
You mentioned cultural burning, Indigenous fire practice. Different understandings of what that means, so talk us through it.
So cultural fire management, I feel like it means many things to many people, but to me it's really about that process around how we understand the role of fire and its relationship to species and country. And so I always really think it's important to think about the story of that place and its relationship to fire. At every place, you know, you're going to have all sorts of different resources and relationships to those resources and species and plants and animals and whatnot. And different people have different connections to that, because, you know, just like some people like, you know, different types of food, and some people in a cultural sense have species that they're connected to, you know, like that they feel special, like a totem or something. When you're thinking about how you're applying fire, it's really about what does that country need for it to be healthy, so that those things that you value and also other people in your community value can be healthy and strong. So you're really trying to apply fire in a way to support them. And there's a whole heap of different knowledge around the application of that fire, which is applicable, you know, looking at the parent trees, like the community of trees and species, the compositions and their kinship. And then you sort of, you know, you're putting the right fire on the ground for them, and it, you know, and it's not just about the plants and animals, it's about that connection, you know. As soon as you light a fire, whether it's a campfire or a landscape fire, people are often quite captivated and aware, and that's a really good space for learning, because people are present. You know, it's very easy to get distracted by life, but when, you know, there's fire on the ground, I feel like people are much more focused. And that's a really important, and when people in a cultural learning sort of framework start to have those understandings, they also become more sort of, I think, balanced, more healthy, you know, people, like the way they think and the way they act. And you sort of start to see that, you know, that you're working in a more safe way around how you deal with the country. So, you know, animals, places and trees falling over and all that sort of, you're sort of working in a safer way, but you're also working more safely with people that you're working with, and you're starting to sort of be a bit more respectful and considered, I think. So to me, it's a bit of a methodology around how we relate to each other and the land, and just honouring the country and the ancestors, you know, and the fact that they worked this stuff out. We have the opportunity to recognise that they have that knowledge exists in the landscape, in people, and that we can learn from those places as well.
A big part of this journey also is the conversation that you and your fellow fire sticks and Indigenous fire practitioners are having with land management agencies, with emergency responders, with bureaucracies, who are going, we're risk averse, but we see something in this. How's that going?
Yeah, it's a really tricky space working with government agencies, because I guess, you know, for a lot of Aboriginal communities, you know, some of them have got land back and they've, you know, they're managing their own land and stuff, but a lot of them don't have good access to their land, and they really want to, I guess, maintain that connection. And so agencies play a really critical role, I guess, in a lot of ways, by either enabling or disabling that. You know, you've got organisations, you know, parks and rural fire service organisations that want to develop often good relationships with Aboriginal communities, Indigenous people. And so there's, I guess, a willingness there. But the challenge we often have is that they have a whole heap of processes and policies and stuff that can be disempowering for people. So a good example is that the old people used to burn these landscapes, and they didn't have fire trucks, they didn't have chainsaws, they didn't have PPE. But yet they did it for thousands of years. And I know there's arguments about, oh, you know, there's more fuel, hasn't been burnt for a long time, there's houses there, things have changed. And I get that. And I think that, you know, who would disregard that? That's true. But I think it's missing the point. The fact is that the old people did it, and they learnt from that country how to do it that way. And we should be thinking and respecting that. So if people want to be empowered, then we should respect that they have knowledge and they have responsibilities. And for some people, they may not have all that knowledge and they may not be ready to take on all that responsibility. So it really is important that we work together, different communities. And that's really the role of Fire Sticks, is trying to facilitate relationships between people within clans, within Aboriginal groups, between each other, to work together, and them as well working with other Aboriginal groups and other Aboriginal organisations from other places, whether it's their neighbours or across the region or the state or the country or the world, and those agencies and government organisations and NGOs and stuff. So we see that opportunity to facilitate that dialogue, to be able to make sure that you can put the appropriate fire into the landscapes and maintain that knowledge system. But we really just don't want to have to do that in a roundabout way. We want to do it in a straightforward way. We want to be respectful of the systems they have in place, but we also want to be able to say, wait a minute, does that really apply to us? Is that really relevant considering what we're trying to do? We're not talking about fighting fires. We're talking about burning mostly in a fairly safe and a fairly contained way. And we do accept that that requires risk management, and we do accept that it requires some level of knowledge. But maybe you should give us a chance to demonstrate our ability to manage that risk and to demonstrate that knowledge, and let us show you what we know. And if you think there's gaps in that, we're happy to hear it. But hopefully you're happy to hear us tell you about the gaps in you, and just develop that strength and that relationship to be able to communicate with each other, not sort of see it as a threat. And it goes both ways. It doesn't matter whether you know where you're coming from. I think it's just about that respect for each other and actually working through those challenges and identifying the risks and the needs, and taking a proper approach to it and managing it so that we all work together. But like I was saying earlier, I feel like when you apply fire within a cultural framework, it's always in a safe way. And that's been my experience. People, if they're working in the right headspace and they're doing things in the good way, then it will work that way. So we should be trying to look at how we support that process, which I think is a cultural learning process, rather than sort of taking a kind of a very risk-averse sort of, well, we can't do anything until we've solved this problem. How are we ever going to learn if we don't practice? We don't want to learn the harder way. We want to learn the easy way. And the harder way is to make mistakes. The easy way is to be mentored and to be supported. And anyone, doesn't matter where you come from, everyone understands that. You learn from the people that know, and you support people to learn.
You're passionate about this, I can tell. Where does that come from?
It comes from a sense of knowing that I've developed over time through experience, through being mentored, even being a young child, sort of questioning things and wanting to learn and wanting to make a difference and actually support people and support country. You know, I learnt very early on as a child, and I'm a Bundjalung man, and I learnt that, you know, you got to do the right thing by country, and you've got to support that country, and otherwise you don't have identity, and you don't have a healthy landscape, you can't survive. In a modern sense, we've been able to overcome that because we can trade and export, and we've got cars and planes and boats and whatnot. But back in the old days, if you burn out all your food, then you go hungry. If you eat all your fish and eat all your turtle and kill all the kangaroos, if you take more than you give to the land, then you suffer for that, and then you break the law, and then you got to go somewhere else, and you got to take somebody else's stuff, and then you break the law there, and you start breaking all these laws, and that's kind of where we are now. We've got a whole heap of people, and a lot of people don't realise they're breaking laws, but that's what's happened. We've started, and we've got to come back to that right way of doing things, and going, oh no, I've got to give back more than I take, and that's what drives me, is I want to give back more. I know things, I've learnt things, and I want to learn more, and I want to be able to be involved in discussing and learning and sharing and working through those challenges, because I think a lot of the problems we face, not just in fire management, not just in Aboriginal communities, but just life in general, are problems that have already been solved, and all we need to do is realise that and take action to make it right.
Oliver Costello, founding director of the Fire Sticks Alliance Indigenous Corporation, building cultural learning pathways to fire and land management. You can meet and share knowledge with members of the Fire Sticks Alliance at the National Indigenous Fire Workshop, this year, 2019, being held on Yorta Yorta Country near Barma on the New South Wales-Victorian border in the first week of June. Go to firesticks.org.au for details and bookings. Right Country, Right Fire is a podcast by Fire Sticks Alliance Indigenous Corporation, Moolong, and the Importance of Campfires, supported by Cape York Natural Resource Management. You can find all our episodes wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find us at firesticks.org.au and capeyorknrm.com.au. I'm Richard Dinnan. Thank you for listening. And please tell your friends about Right Country, Right Fire.